I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Bug enthusiasts are gathering this week in Athens. The North American Coalition of Agriculture is a group of scientists, chefs, and food lovers that advocates farming and eating bugs. University of Georgia entomologist Marianne Shockley says there are many reasons why insects could be the answer to world food scarcity.
Insects can be reared vertically. They require very little water, very little space, and have a very quick turnover as far as their lifespan, about 6 weeks from egg to adult for a cricket to be able to be consumed in its full protein form.
Shockley says children are generally more willing to try an insect because their curiosity is greater than their fear. The Eating Insects Athens conference goes through Wednesday. To hear the full interview with Marianne Shockley, you can go to our website, gpbnews.org. Tests have found traces of mercury in gym floors at four Beaufort County schools. WJCL reports officials discussed the issue at Friday's school board meeting. They say the gyms are safe as long as the air conditioning is working, but if that system were to fail, officials say they'd close the gym until the problem is fixed. A representative of construction engineering firm Terracon also recommended air quality monitoring to check for mercury vapor. Exposure to mercury, even in small amounts, can cause serious health problems. The Augusta-Richmond County Board of Elections is working to improve access to polling places for disabled voters. Some citizens expressed concern about obstacles like steep driveways, pedestrian routes, and lack of sidewalks. Carol Burrowbridge is Augusta's Americans with Disabilities Act officer. She says the county is working to fix things ahead of the November general election.
We put in a cement wedge at a threshold at one location. Another location was moved. Engineering is going to just rebuild some curb ramps.
Poll workers can help disabled voters once they're inside polling places, and they can vote without waiting online. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams is clarifying statements she made about gun control over the weekend. Abrams spoke at the annual Moms Demand Action Gun Sense University conference in Atlanta. According to the AJC, the group's founder tweeted that Abrams said, quote, "We're not going to allow guns for anyone, anywhere, anytime." However, audio from the speech showed that Abrams was misquoted. The Democratic candidate later tweeted that the statement was taken out of context and that she supports responsible gun ownership. However, Abrams said she opposes Georgia's campus carry law and called for the legislation to be repealed. The city of Roswell has decided not to move forward with plans to build what would have been the nation's largest clay tennis court facility. The project was first proposed by Roswell residents Vernon and Marie Krause in honor of their daughter Angela, who died after battling a rare form of cancer. The new facility would have cost upwards of $70 million and included more than 80 clay tennis courts. Community members argued against the plan because it would require major restructuring of Big Creek Park. A petition opposing the plan has since gained over 26,000 signatures. And in sports, the Atlanta Braves are once again tied for first place in the division after defeating the Milwaukee Brewers yesterday by a score of 8-7. With the game tied in the seventh inning, Ozzie Albies hit the go-ahead home run for the Braves to secure the win. Atlanta and Philadelphia are now tied for first place in the NL East with a month and a half remaining in the regular season. Next, the Braves will welcome the Miami Marlins to town for a four-game series. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.